Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Peace be with you. Good morning to everyone, and today is the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. It's a very great pleasure for me to welcome Monsignor Richard Shirley here this morning. Monsignor Shirley grew up in this parish, second pew from what he just told me over there, with the whole family, and of course was rector here at the cathedral for several years, and also served the diocese as vicar general also for many years. So thank you for all that service, and recently retired as pastor of St. Pius X here, and is happily retired, I think, but still doing many things. But the most salient feature of his being here today is yesterday he celebrated his 50th anniversary as a priest. Congratulations. And now, my dear sisters and brothers, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who believe that your only begotten Son, our Redeemer, ascended this day to the heavens, may in spirit dwell already in heavenly realities, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He answered them, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
His throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. Advance his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. All peoples, clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, the great King of all the earth. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blasts. Sing praise for God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets. King over all the earth, sing praise with all your skill. God reigns over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. God mounts his throne to shouts of joy, blare of trumpets for the Lord.
Our reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father of glory give you spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe, in accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in the heavens, far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Says the Lord, I am with you always until the end of the world.
Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth have been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the book of the Acts of the Apostles this morning, St. Luke speaks to Theophilus and speaks of the first book. Where is the second book? The first book, St. Luke continues to explain to Theophilus, is all that has to do with Jesus from his life, death, resurrection, and now ascension. That book was written by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaim incarnate in the flesh. We celebrate that at Christmas. And that book was unfolded through 33 years of God revealing himself in all dimensions. And then the book of life, the person of Jesus, returns as we celebrate today to the Father. But not without commissioning the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles, to go and to be the second book. Sisters and brothers, after 2,000 plus years, we are that book. If we are disciples, then we too are commissioned to live the truth, to live the light that Jesus himself brought to us in his 33 years on the face of this world, as a man like us in all things but sin, but our God among us. Now, I want you to be very honest. I'm speaking to adults at whatever end of the spectrum you are. I'm talking to children in schools. I'm especially talking to those who have just graduated high school and college. Have you ever started a book and never finished it? I see some of you saying, oh my gosh. Have you ever skipped a chapter to get through faster? Have you ever avoided reading the book and gone to Cliff Notes to read the shortened version? Have you ever asked a friend what was the book about, so that you can revise the book report according to what you understand? These are not uncommon experiences for any of us. None of us is perfect. If we look at the Christian life, don't we do the same thing? Don't we begin and then somehow give up or take the shortcut? Don't we skip parts of the book that we don't like? Don't we maybe say, well, I've got enough information to write the report through the Cliff Notes and then revise the Christian life as I would like to live it without being pure in putting into practice what it actually says? I think if we looked at the Christian life today through the eyes of a reader reading a book, or better, an author, because we are co-authors to the continuation of this book. If we could do that, perhaps we could understand ourselves a little better in relation to Jesus and in relationship to the church and who we truly are. We are not bystanders. We are not people who simply observe. We are participators. We are the ones who continue the story and write the story. Jesus, the Word of God, the Word made flesh, said, I am the light of the world. If we live in darkness, then we are not reading the book, and we are not practicing and living the book of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If we have lost our way, pick up the book again. Pick up the life of Jesus again. Face to face, heart to heart, he's there. In the ascension today, as he ascended into heaven, he reminded the disciples, I am with you until the end of time. And as we enter into our baptism, we are called to be his presence, to be with him as he is with us. As he is faithful to us in everything, are we faithful to him in our journey of life? Part of the first part of the book that Jesus gave us was the condition to be a disciple, to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Maybe that's part of the chapter that we don't like to read, or we don't understand, or maybe we've gone to the Cliff Notes, or maybe we've asked somebody else, or maybe we've just ignored that. What does it mean to deny myself? What does it mean to take up the cross every day? And what does it mean to follow? There are accounts in the first book, in the time of Jesus, in the life of Jesus, where there were reactions to what he said. If we just look in chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, when Jesus speaks of himself as the bread of life, which is so dear to us as we come to celebrate the Eucharist, the bread of life. Toward the end, he says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Whoever does not eat this bread will not have eternal life." And what was the reaction? Many left. Many left. It's too hard for us to understand. And Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Will you leave also?" And perhaps they were embedded in the book of life, the book of Jesus, and said, "Where would we go? You have the words of eternal life." And as Jesus announced the cross to his disciples before he went to Jerusalem, he said, "The Son of Man coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration must now go to Jerusalem to be crucified, handed over." Peter said, "Not you. I'll write that chapter. Not you. This cannot happen." And Jesus, knowing that he was the author, said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking as a human being thinks, not as God thinks." And so the first book, sisters and brothers, is what we know as the gospel. The book of Gospels, which does not include all of the other readings which I bless you with after the gospel is read, that is our book of life. That is the first book. The second is you and me. The church in all of its expressions. In all of its expressions. That's why Christianity is not a private matter. That's why we don't write our own version of the first book. We receive what Jesus has given to us. And in order to continue the story, we have to be faithful to that first book. And for that, he has sent the Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate on the Feast of Pentecost next week, to continue the story in each one of us. In all things, we know that he is with us, because if we are truly with him, in our difficulties, he strengthens us. In our crosses, we know that it is an encounter with him. "I am with you, even in your crosses." In those moments of sorrow, he is our comfort, to be there, to help us to sustain the moment and move forward to continue writing, not to close the book. We cannot close the book of life in the second book because of obstacles that we may encounter throughout life. As we continue our life as Christians, then, let us depend on the Lord who is now at the right hand of the Father, that we profess in our creed in a few moments, that is brought up during the liturgy, that he died, rose, and ascended. It is our faith that he now is at the right hand of the Father who sent him. The difference of the after as before he sent him is that now we know through his word, through his life, who God is. And he now sits there at the right hand of the Father, strengthening us through his presence in all things, calling us to himself. Let us not revise the story that is given to us, but live it as he taught it to us. Let's not close the book when difficulties come, but let us call upon him to be with us at all times. And of course, the book that we base our life on, the book that we continue to live in our own life, is a book that never ends. That is the beauty of our faith. It never ends. At our own physical death, as Jesus died, we too will return to the Father. We too will be called to eternal life. In a secular world such as ours, we tend to forget the transcendence of our faith, that we are called to something else, to the beauty of this life, and to make a difference, caring for God's creation, caring for the life that God has given to each one of us, caring for all those things, but it does not end here. We are not activists only to live in this world. We are disciples of Jesus Christ to bring his life, his love, his forgiveness, his salvation to ourselves, but to others as well. May the life that is eternal continue to grow in us as we each day open ourselves to the word of life, to the book of life, to Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Please stand now and join me in professing our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As the risen Lord is about to ascend to his Father, he gives his disciples the mission to preach the gospel to the whole world. Let us implore God's mercy as we voice these prayers.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Bishop Michael, all priests, deacons, that they may continue to challenge us and lead us to greater faith, to become stronger witnesses to the gospel. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For peace in all nations, especially in areas where war continues to dominate, and for the protection of all those who serve in our nation's military, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for all who suffer in mind or body, that they may find comfort and support in our works of mercy and strength in our sacraments. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all students and graduates, may they be blessed in their endeavors and seek ways to use their gifts to serve others and help build up the kingdom of God on earth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our community of the Corpus Christi Cathedral, that inspired by the Holy Spirit, we too may be blessed with wisdom, bringing us to a deeper knowledge of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for Monsignor Richard Shirley, who today celebrates his 50th anniversary of his ordination to the priesthood, may he continue to serve as an example of his humble servitude and self-giving of love to all the faithful. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, marked with the sign of faith in a special way, Wilhelmina Shirley, and for those whose lives were tragically taken due to an act of violence in Manchester, and for all of our men and women who serve in the military and have had entered into eternal rest, that they be welcomed by our Lord into the heavenly kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for those intentions, we now offer in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, you welcomed your only begotten Son, who was obedient to you even to death, to the glory of heaven. Hear our prayer and guide our lives according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to the honor of the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realms, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the Lord Jesus, the King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and man, judge of the world and Lord of hosts, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident in following where he has gone, where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in praise. And even the heavenly powers and the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, Edmund and Renee, his brother bishops, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.